This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
The myth of underdevelopment. Why are Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America, those areas known as the Third World, why are they so much poorer than Europe, North America, and Japan? When I was a kid, I heard that these poor regions were poor because of their climate. It was just so hot and nobody could get to do anything, and people were really lazy. In fact, the climate in many of these areas is beautiful, even when it's severe, and people work very hard. None of them are lazy. I also heard that these poor populations have too many children, that they're backward in their cultures and just too easygoing. You know, everything was mañana, mañana. In fact, these countries were very, very advanced cultures, many of them. They didn't really have too many children, or let's say the children were not the cause of their poverty, but a result of the poverty. And in fact, these areas are not poor, they're rich, rich in resources. This explains why Walter Rodney titled his book, How Europe Underdeveloped Africa. That is, he used the word underdeveloped as a verb. In country after country, when European and North American investment came in, the people did not become more prosperous. They ended up becoming poorer. This was true in Argentina, Brazil, North Africa, Southwest Africa, Vietnam. You can go all over the world and you'll find that whenever the foreign investors came in, they made money for themselves and the people ended up poorer, their resources depleted, their environment destroyed, and their futures also destroyed. The Third World is poor because it's been expropriated for centuries by the imperial interests of Europe, North America, and Japan. So underdevelopment really isn't an original historical condition. Underdevelopment is the result of over-exploitation. For centuries, Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America have had their lands plundered. Their markets have been monopolized, their populations dislocated, decimated, overworked, and underpaid when they could get work. So what we really have is not underdevelopment, but a historically imposed maldevelopment. You have in many of these countries superhighways that go from the latifundia and the mines to the ports, but you have no roads for the people up in the backcountry so that they might be able to see a doctor or a teacher or something. You have in many of these countries exquisite plastic surgery clinics for the rich, but no hospitals for the poor. You have luxury high-rises in many of these countries, in their cities, with luxury offices and all that stuff. And meanwhile, the ordinary people live in shanty towns. You have enormous wealth in the form of export crops and export natural resources. And yet you have domestic poverty and the ruination of local farming and the ruination of local production. So what's called the developing nations really aren't developing. They're declining more and more. After the Cold War, there have been cutbacks in aid. No more developing. Now they're called failed nations. What is a failed nation? It's a nation that has been crushed by these dominant investment interests. The goal today is the third worldization of the entire world, including the United States itself. So what's called underdevelopment is not a neutral, natural phenomenon. It is historically linked to another historical global phenomenon, and that is called imperialism. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org. The music was Flute Medicine by Synth.